اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International Schools, Brother Fawad Haider, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. So, I really welcome you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, how
are you fine?
Yes.
Yes, Fawad? Hassan?
Yes.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So today, the same as our previous sessions, inshallah, one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Today, inshallah, we'll practice. And that's Ayah 243 of Surah Al-Baqarah on page 39. So on page 39, brothers and sisters, hold on the Quran, please. And turn to page 39, Ayah 243 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll practice.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam tara ila alladhina kharaju min diyarihim wa hum ulufun hadar al-maut. فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ.
That was great. Now, inshallah, I will be reciting once and I want you to listen and repeat. Okay, Hassan, Hussein and Fawad, right?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حذر الموت.
ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حذر الموت.
وهم ألوف حضر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم.
وهم ألوف حضر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم.
إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون.
إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حضر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. So Allah Almighty says, have you not regarded or seen those who left their homes in thousands, apprehensive of death, whereupon Allah said to them, die, and they died, okay? And then Allah Almighty revived them. Indeed, Allah is gracious to mankind, but most people do not give thanks. So, most people are not grateful. Guys, this ayah tells us one important message, that you have to look back at the history and take a look at those who, for example, did good things, what happened to them? Yes? And those who did bad things, what happened to them? Those who were believers to Allah Almighty, what happened to them? Those who were non-believers, what happened to them? Okay? So it tells you that take a look at the history, take a look at the life of the people who left this world, okay, who died, yes, but take a look at them, learn from them, okay, what happened to them actually, those who were so grateful to Allah Almighty, those who were so believers to Allah Almighty, those who were so good with the people, how did people remember them? There are a lot of people who have died, yes, for sure, from our community, and you know that some of them we do remember. We celebrate every year. We remember them. Whenever we, for example, recite a Quran, whenever we remember them, okay, we recite a salawat for them. We recite a surah for them. We dedicate two verses of the Quran, the thawab of two verses of the Quran that we have recited, we dedicate to them. Yes? So it means they were good people. But what about those people who were bad? Those people who were so annoying in the community? Do people dedicate any surah of the Quran to them? Do people, for example, donate for them? Do people, for example, respect them? No, because they were bad. Even people are happy because of their death. Okay? So, it tells you that you have to be careful about actually the life of people. Learn lessons. You don't need to experience everything. Okay? You don't need to experience everything. That you should see, oh, let's die, let's see. No, before you die, learn. Okay? Learn to live a rightful life, okay? A correct life, not a wrong one. Now, this ayah actually tells you one more thing about death, okay? That a lot of people, okay, they are escaping. They are, for example, escaping their countries or going out somewhere else in order to live this. They are running away from death, but actually, no. Death comes, okay, to them. There is another ayah in the Quran says that, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ Minhu, okay? The death that you are running away from it, فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ The death will come to you, will visit you, will meet you, okay? You cannot go away from death. So everyone dies, but it's better to die with the love of Allah, with the good relationship with Allah. It's good to die with the love of the Prophet, the love of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. Yes? Isn't that the way?
Yes.
Yes.
We have to leave. Yes. Allahumma ja'al mahyana mahya Muhammadi wa ali Muhammad wa mamatana mamata Muhammadi wa ali Muhammad. So, guys, so much we should be thankful to Allah Almighty for whatever He has given us. Yes, the opportunity that He has given us to learn Quran, to learn His teachings. That's something unbelievable. That's something that we always have to be thankful. Yes? So, the explanation of this ayah more than this, actually we just give some messages from this ayah, but you have to refer to the Tafasir book, okay? Brothers and sisters who are listening to us, I really recommend you refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, for more explanation. There are a lot to learn.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmuruni min faydi dhiya ayatul
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Now, the Tajweed rules. which are important, and inshallah we'll now mention those important points regarding tajweed rules, and I want you all to listen and learn them. Alam tara ila alladhina tara. Pronunciation of the letter ra is important, okay? We have many rules. Tarqiqur ra, tafkhimur ra. Tarqiqur ra means you normally or lightly pronounce it when it has a kasra, or when it has a kasra sound before it and it's sakin. So there you have to pronounce it lightly. Like for example, ar-rahmanir, nir, yes, nir. Noon has a kasra sound and ra is sakin here, nir. Then rahim. So look, it is pronounced lightly. And here, tara, it has a fatha. When it has a fatha or it has a sukoon, it doesn't have any fatha, kasra, dhamma, it has sukoon. Before it, you have a fatha sound, you have to pronounce it, huh? Heavily. You should apply the rule, tafkhimur ra. Alam tara. Not tara, no. Alam tara ila alladhina kharaju min diyarihim. Alladhina, fawad, what's important here? Alladhina.
The pronunciation of the letter and...
Yeah, the pronunciation of the letter, dhal, it's important. And yamad here. Yes. Ladhina. Yes? So, min diyarihim, khara, again, ra. Kharaju, min diyarihim, nun sakin plus, dal. Hussein, what rule is applied? What do you think? There is, because nun sakin, we have always, when we see a nun sakin or tanween, there is one rule applied.
So izhar.
Izhar. Min diyarihim. You normally read it.
Yes.
But Fawad says something else.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Because dal is not from the six letters of izhar. Hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghain. Where is dal?
But we read it normally, sir. Min diyarihim.
Min diyarihim. That's the way like we read it like a Persian reader reads, okay? But an Arabic reader, a reciter of the Quran, doesn't read that way. The one who knows tajweed, he has to read it this way. Fawad, read it. Huh? Read it with ikhfa.
Min diyarihim.
Ahsan. Min diyarihim. Min diyarihim. Min. Nasal sound. I'll also hide the sound. Do it, Hassan. Min diyarihim.
Min diyarihim.
Ahsan. Hide the sound of noon. Simple. Very simple. So ikhfa is done here, okay? Is applied here. Min diyarihim wa hum ulufun. Ulufun. Uluf? It means thousands. Alf uluf. So, ha ulufun, tanween also here. Then we have ha, aha. Hussein, what rule is applied here?
Hadhar al maw?
Yeah. Ulufun, tanween, then ha. You apply the rule, izhar here it is applied. Ulufun hadhar al-maut. So, faqala lahum. Then, hum is sakin, Allah, lam is sakin, two sakin letters. So put a dhamma there, okay? Lahumullahu. Faqala lahumullahu. The letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily here. Yes? Because there is a dhamma sound. So two rules were there. If there is a fatha or a dhamma sound before the word Allah, the lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily. Lahumullah, this way. But if there is a kasra sound, you don't have to do it that way. You have to read it like with a flat sound, like bismillah, not la, bismillah, no, bismillah, right? A'udhu billah. So, فَقَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ ثُمَّ nasal sound with meme مُشَدَّد أَحْيَاهُمْ Jim tells you?
It's jaiz.
Oh, it's jaiz. Better. It's
no
the same. No difference between continuing or making a pause here. Okay, Hassan? إِنَّ اللَّهَ Again, the word, the letter lam in the word Allah is pronounced heavily. إِنَّ اللَّهَ Because there is a fatha sound before. لَذُو فَضْلٍ تَنْوِين plus عَيْن إِظْهَار لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. Stretch the mat at the end. So, there is no other important rule here. I want you, inshallah, to practice. And about the explanation, the tafsir part, please refer to the tafsir book. Some points we mentioned, but you have to refer to the tafsir book, inshallah. So, Hassan, Hussein, Fawad, if there is any question. So, no questions?
No, sir.
Let's recommend our brothers and sisters to stay with us every day on IRIB English Radio and be with us, inshallah, in these Quranic sessions. Thank you so much for being with us today. Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, thank you so much. Let's give thanks to Allah Almighty. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن